With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's artistic swimming team had arrived in Martinique for this year's Charifta Championships with a small roster, but an unmistakably powerful presence. Five routines were entered, each one representing months of discipline, precision, and the quiet determination that has come to define Cayman's young artistic swimmers. Among the standout performers were junior soloist Maureen Catherine Collar and youth soloist Ava Crane, both of whom carried the Cayman flag into the water with confidence and purpose. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles with the details.
Preparation for Charifta had been intense. The athletes pushed through extra training sessions, fine-tuned their choreography, and ran full competition simulations to sharpen their timing and stamina. Every count, every lift, every breath was rehearsed until it felt instinctive. For Ava, the journey included mastering the demanding figures portion of the competition, a technical test that requires swimmers to execute precise movements under close scrutiny. Her score there reflected the hours she invested in perfecting each position and transition. Maureen Catherine approached the event with a different emotional weight. This was her final year of Charifta eligibility, and she entered the pool knowing she was closing a chapter. Her performance carried the maturity of an athlete who understands both the privilege and the pressure of a last appearance on this stage. The 2026 championships also introduced a new competition structure, including the base mark system, a shift that required athletes and coaches to adapt quickly. Cayman swimmers embraced the challenge, learning how to navigate the updated scoring landscape while maintaining the artistry and athleticism that define the sport. Looking ahead, both soloists are already setting new goals, refining routines, targeting upcoming competitions, and building on the momentum of their Charifta experience. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Staying near the water, Cayman's senior beach volleyball teams wrapped up their second Norseca tour stop of the year in Boca Chica, Dominican Republic, a leg that volleyball technical director Trevor Thurald says delivered some of the toughest competition they've ever seen.
This is the second tour for the year, Norseca stop for seniors. The level was extremely high for the men, I thought our girls sort of underperformed based on our expectations, but we are working on certain solutions right now. I think we finished 13th out of 16 teams. So on the first day, our group was very, very difficult.
Thurl says Cayman faced Nicaragua, USA, and Guatemala on day one, a draw that made advancing to the top 12 nearly impossible. The men's team also battled a stacked field, including a top-ranked Mexican squad. Thurl says the region is shifting with younger, faster, more athletic players emerging across Norseca, and Cayman must adapt quickly.
The men was also paired against some really, really difficult competition. The top team was Mexico in that group. So we are seeing some really new changes. We have some new athletes coming from different countries. They're more athletic, they're faster, they're younger and stuff like that. And we have to try to match their energies by being smarter, trying to work harder here and solve some of the problems that we have.
He adds that Cayman's limited international appearances last year hurt their ranking and rhythm, something the Federation is now working to correct. With more tournaments now on the calendar, Thurl says the focus is on rebuilding Cayman's ranking and sharpening performances at every stop.
We only took part in one stop last year. So while teams, those same players were on par with us, they continued to play last year where we didn't. That's an unfortunate situation. So now we are trying to build back our ranking and travel as much as we can in order to participate in these tournaments. So I expect a better result in our next stop in Nicaragua next week.
Volleyball's technical director says the team is improving, even if the scores don't yet reflect the level of play, and he's pushing for stronger finishes as the season continues. And the May Cycling Classics opened on Sunday on a technical West Bay circuit. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
From, quote, blistering speeds on the Esterly-Tibbetts bypass to sharp technical turns through West Bay, Cayman Cycling says the action on race one never let up. An early split on the opening lap stretched the field before the racing settled into a full gas battle at the finish, with Jeremy Solomon and Chris Bodden battling hard to chase back, but Valerio Loggiani won the sprint to the line. Race one winners? In category one, it was Loggiani. Cat two was David Cottle. Aaron Rowe took Cat 3, Carl Morgan Cat 4, Masters went to Carlos Vargas, Supermasters was Rich Payne, Emily Clark took the gold for women, and Patrick Plata for juniors. The overall series top five were Loggiani, Plata, Solomon, Jerome Amelie, and Chris Botten. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.